This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Yes, hello, Daddy Seuss.
Yeah.
That's Pokemon's second cousin, twice removed.
Nope, pretty sure that's just a reference to Dr. Seuss, Greg. Thanks, though.
Sean, you impressed me, though. You impressed me with your Pokemon knowledge.
Thank you.
Featuring the Parlay Playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Maybe it's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Are you a suck Skittles guy, or are you just chew immediately?
No, I'm not a Skittles person.
Yeah, really? You don't taste the rainbow?
No, they are just, they are unfortunately just too sweet and
delicious.
Overwhelming. Sugary to me.
Oh, yeah, they chew immediately.
I suck.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Cassis, let me get him out of the way. He is a self-absorbed, self-promoting, say-anything-to-get-attention, major league a-hole.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good hello. Morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What up, what up?
How we doing?
I'm great.
Bruins Thursday and Four Nations face-off final
Thursday. Wiggy, how's the cold? The flu or whatever it is?
I'm kind of on the tail end of it, so I'm getting better. That's all that matters.
All right. Courtney?
Good.
Everything's good.
Bruins Thursday
better,
here.
Yeah, you do sound better.
Yeah, you know. Less congested.
Influenza ain't going to keep me down.
Are you taking anything?
Just the regular over-the-counter, like thorough flu.
Okay. We can head to beautiful, beautiful sunny Florida, where Curtis is this morning. Hello.
Hey, Greg. What's happening, bud?
How's the weather?
It is so perfect. It is so beautiful. I honestly ask myself at least 20 times a day, why do we live where we live? It is, everything's easier here. Education, not that great, but that's for the birds. Like, it's a lovely place to be. It was 87 yesterday with sunshine. Today, cooler in the mid-70s, but perfect.
Damn.
For me, it's the ease of travel. Really, it's being just able to go anywhere I want in the city in 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah. I've decided that my flight tonight, I will be taking medication. I've reached that point where flying for me is now just too scary.
Yeah. Okay, but aren't you already taking
multiple
medications?
Yeah, I need something to kind of knock me out. I'm not going to lie.
Get sauced up before you get on that plane.
I don't want to be hungover. I just want to have, I want to go to sleep on this flight.
Well, yeah. I mean, the chance that something is going to happen
is rising.
I don't know if it's rising. No. I mean, I just think maybe it's like teachers having sex with kids. You just know about it more because of social media.
I feel like it's every day now. Was there another one yesterday?
Yeah, there was another. Yeah, but that was just a couple small planes that collided. What are your chances of being on a small plane? First of all, you and I, we don't fit,
right?
And we're not likely to be on a small plane that often. So, it's still the safest if you look at it in a purely statistical, mathematical way. It's still safer to be on an aeroplane like you are tonight than driving home today or driving over to get your scalp massaged. You're safer on a plane.
You are.
And
right.
Greg, do you drive home? You take 93, whatever. Whenever we're going on a road trip,
I go right home on the Pike, right from here, right to the tunnel, and I'm in South, and I'm in Seaport quickly.
All right, don't say Southie. That is for the birds. How many times a week? I would say for me, I see an accident once or twice a week on the side of the road or stopping traffic. At no point after seeing a car accident do I say, I'm done driving.
Right.
Yet we see those far more frequently than we see plane crashes.
Right.
But when we see a plane crash, it means we don't want to go on the plane. Make it make sense.
And I'll make it make sense to you real easily. Because when you have a car accident, generally you're on the ground. There's a difference between falling out of the sky 30,000 feet.
That is true.
In a metal container than it is having a fender bender. You can open your door and still have both feet on the ground.
I would say more so than generally. I always... Your car accident occurs on the ground.
Right. There's a difference when you fall 30,000, 10,000, 5,000 feet from out of the sky, and then you land on the ground.
And it's like if you get in a car accident, chances of you surviving much higher than you getting into a plane crash.
Oh, yeah.
I just worry because
look at Toronto.
As we have seen from the text line and Twitch in the past, when Santo unfortunately put his bag above a seat that was not his, listeners are everywhere. So if I'm drooling on some sleeping pill to get me to Florida, is that safe for my career?
I think you'll be fine.
The photos will live forever, though.
I think you will be fine. And are you looking for recommendations on what you should drug yourself with?
Is that something?
Okay.
Does it knock you right out? Does it put you right to sleep?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Anyway, good luck to you.
Yep.
But you're here for today, Courtney, right?
Yes.
Full show from you today.
Yep.
Before you depart. And we got a lot to get to. Puck drop tonight at 8 o'clock. Ceremonial puck drop I was whispered to about this morning. Harkening back to one of the greatest moments sports-wise and politically in our country, 1980, and the U.S. men's hockey team that somehow won gold.
Mm-hmm.
And on their way there, they had to defeat the dastardly Ruskies. So tonight you will see an individual. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, but I would argue the second most well-known man from East Boston.
Oh, I know it.
Who will ceremonially drop the puck this evening. So, and I, you know,
I mean, I think he's I think he's technically from Winthrop. But
okay, Winthrop, yes. Winthrop or East Boston, yeah. Whichever you.
Yeah, yeah, I could easily put my finger on that one.
Yeah,
my wife had no clue who he was.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I'm with some guy. He says he knows you.
You're right about that. Winthrop, not East Boston. The Bruins appear to be enraged, and I guess maybe rightly so,
mm-hmm.
over the Charlie McAvoy situation. And I mean, first and foremost, I think Curtis's guy, Elliot Friedman, had a report on this yesterday about how angry the Bruins are. And I understand it, although I immediately start to think about the general manager of the Canadian hockey organization and about the fact that he is certainly, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
an advocate for the Four Nations face-off. So I don't know how pissed they can really get.
Right.
But their anger seems to be directed at the medical staff and I guess maybe at the coaching staff for allowing Charlie McAvoy to play in that U.S.-Canada game, knowing full well that he had had tweaked the shoulder in the previous game. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, that's the difficult thing. We had when our crossover yesterday, Jones kind of made a little joke about it, but that is the difficult thing about the Four Nations, that you could potentially lose one of your better players to an injury. Because the player's probably not going to bow out, so you're going to need the medical staff to say, hey, you can't go today.
Yeah, but you should have a medical staff that's making sure that you're treated appropriately. For him to come home, have the infection, how does that go overlooked?
Yeah, that don't make sense.
If I'm the Bruins, I'm beyond pissed because you're paying this guy millions of dollars and he's not being taken care of at a league-wide league-sanctioned tournament.
And you would think that the medical staff and the medical treatment that the players are getting for every team would be top of the line. It would be the same that they would be getting on their regular team. So it's very strange.
My issue here, though, Wiggs, is my issue, Greg, and Wiggy and Courtney, is that I would understand this if it was any other coach of the United States.
Yeah.
It's literally his father-in-law.
Correct.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that Mike Sullivan is going to put the father of his grandchild in harm's way and do something that would jeopardize him. And, Greg, you hit it at the beginning. Don Sweeney has been a massive proponent of this. He's leading the roster of the team the U.S. plays tonight. It's hard for me to say that, you know, this is all a disaster when you're trying to encourage people that may not ordinarily follow the sport to engage with this midseason tournament.
So Then who dropped the ball? Was it the player pushing himself?
It sounds to me, the way Curtis is mm-hmm. Is suggesting, and he might be right, is that Charlie McAvoy either didn't inform them about how bad it was or... wanted to play and was going to have to be, you know, physically restrained or he's going to be on the ice. Or, you know, it could just be that you end up I think the infection is the dangerous part when it comes to that AC and I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm. but the bursa, is it the bursa sac? Is that what ends up bursting? Does anybody
the know? Bursa sac is what protects the joint. So
okay.
yeah.
So maybe there was no way to prevent it, and it was going to happen. Whether it happened in a regular season game playing for the Boston Bruins or in the Four Nations faceoff,
it's more likely that he probably didn't tell the training staff that, hey, I tweaked my shoulder a little bit in the game.
I think everybody saw it because you know he was rudely driven into the net. So I would assume that they, but he did go on that the unbelievable hit on Connor McDavid happened after that injury. Am I correct about that, Sean?
I believe so. Yeah,
yes, that's what I thought.
Yes.
I think if it wasn't for the infection, he'd probably be playing tonight. Mm. Like I think it was just a shoulder tweak that led to an unfortunate infection, and that's the real issue. Is it's just kind of unlucky is the infection. I think the injury is probably a normal hockey injury that guys play through all the time.
All right.
But do you
maybe
think he was
it's Canada's
properly?
Healthcare system?
Mike, it could be the healthcare system in Canada, Curtis. You might be right about that.
Gosh.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Well, no, I was just going to say to Shime, like, I'm clear that the infection is the important part. He's on a bunch of IVs right now, still in the hospital battling that. But did that infection come from the shoulder not being treated properly? It seems like too big of a coincidence to have both happen back to back.
No, yeah. I think sometimes infections just kind of happen. Like, they treated the shoulder. Maybe he didn't let on quite as much as it as bad as it was. He didn't tell them exactly what was wrong, so they gave him an injection, and he ended up getting an infection. I don't think that was, like, a mishandling by the Canadian training staff or anything like that. I think it was just kind of unlucky.
Curtis, I know you love injury content. I could get Dr. Diana on the show today if you'd like.
I was just about to commend you that we did 10 minutes of health talk, and you didn't mention this quack of yours.
Let me tell you something. If you were wondering, the back is on the mend.
Right.
I am without the back belt this morning.
I saw that.
So did you see that? Yes. Yeah, so I mean.
Muscle relaxes?
No, nothing. I refuse to take anything. Right. I like to remain all natural. All right, so
core stretching.
I refused all medical treatment.
All right.
You don't count BioFreeze. I've gone through 12 tubes of BioFreeze, but I feel like I'm ready to go to Florida. I'm ready for next week and our spring training broadcast. So,
all right.
Well, the Four Nations face-off final this evening here in Boston at the Boston Garden. And puck drop just after 8 o'clock this evening. And you can talk about that all morning long with us on this show today on a Bruins Thursday. We will talk about it with Mike Milbury when he joins us at 9 this morning. But before that, we are going to get to this morning's leads in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7 or somewhere around there. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will certainly discuss what Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, said about whether Tristan Cassis will be picking the Red Sox opening day lineup or not.
All right. Should be interesting.
Yeah, we'll hear that and other things coming up during They Said It. And the news with Courtney happening at 7:45. On this morning's show. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Tonight, it's the Four Nations final at the TD Garden. Puck drop at 8, like Greg said, between the U.S. and Canada. The Tkachuk brothers still seem good to go while Bruins players are supporting Charlie McAvoy while he battles that infected shoulder at the hospital here in Boston. Here's what Brad Marchand had to say about his teammate on the other side.
First and foremost, all you care about is the guy's health, and very happy to hear that he's doing well. But, you know, you put hockey aside in these moments. I had no intention of talking to Chuck or Pastor or any of my teammates until this tournament was over. But, you know, obviously in a situation like that, Chucky's one of my best friends and care a lot about him. So it's very disappointing to hear that he's going through this.
Wow, the man bleeds Canada red.
All right.
I like that attitude. Wasn't going to talk to anybody until it was all over. So.
Interesting.
He has many best friends. Interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, interesting he mentions pasta out of the blue. The Celtics back tonight. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. Xavier Tillman is the only one who's listed on the injury report for that. And to the NFL, the league informed teams yesterday that the 2025 per-team salary cap will fall in the range of $277.5 million to $281.5 million. That's way up from last year's $255.4 million. The cap will have increased by more than $53 million over the last 2 years. That means the Patriots will have almost $150 million in free cap space.
Not bad.
I'm not a big conspiracy guy. I leave that to Curtis.
But all right.
Very interesting that the cap goes up at a point in which the Kansas City Chiefs are attempting to make sure that they can re-sign players and that they can remain competitive in this NFL. So,
yeah, I would lean more on the this is the latest and greatest sign why the cap is crap. It's a massive number because of the revenue.
Yeah.
And there's nobody to sign because teams keep their good players. Because it's not, it used to be that you had to choose between this receiver or this, you know, cornerback. Now you don't. Look at the Bengals, one of the cheapest organizations in sports, is going to be able to keep T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Or you could trade for those guys. A lot of those guys now, like the free agency has gone to, not a large portion of it, but the big players now come through trades, you know, so you're able to get some guys if you're willing to give up some stuff.
Well, I mean, the good news is that should they be willing to do it, the New England Patriots, we will be able to.
And cash. Yep. Ready to burn some cash.
Burn some cash.
All right.
Burn just a season cash. Too late.
Yes.
The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. You're going to land safely tonight. I just know it. It feels like 7 back home. The high will be 25. As I sit, it is 72 here in Jupiter. Next week, Greg, 75 sunny Tuesday, 80 Wednesday, 76 Thursday, 70 Friday. I cannot wait. I have not been this excited since I was bombed off my ass to go to spring training. I cannot wait. We have a list of unbelievable guests coming on. Bregman, Cora, Kennedy, maybe John Henry will bring us cigars. Who knows? We'll be there next week live from JetBlue Park.
Okay, also, when discussing what the temperature is here, could you sound a little less gleeful for those of us who are stuck here, please?
I'll do my best Gary LaPierre impression next hour.
On the Subaru of New England text line, you can text us anytime during the show. And I invite all comments. This is not accurate, but I thought I would read it anyway. The text says, the amount of times that Greg mentions Dr. Diana, I guarantee he is paying less for health care than the Canadians are. That is not true. I am a paying customer of Dr. Diana, and I would never, ever accept anything. On the donut.
Okay.
All right.
Then why do you have Shyam keeping track of your mentions, though? It seems like an odd behavior.
I do not. But she would come on the show. If you want a full breakdown of the bursa sac and the shoulder and the... you know who else? LB used to do that all the time on the old show because LB had every hockey injury that anyone ever could.
Right.
And he would always give a full breakdown of the injury. So if you want, maybe later we could get Dr. Byers on the show for old time's sake.
See how long it's going to take before McAvoy can get back on the ice.
Yes.
Will she give us a breakdown of you being 6 feet tall? Or
she probably will explain that if you want.
Yeah, I think that.
If you want. All right.
He said it, no way.
We are going to get to today's leads coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It is a Bruins Thursday, and Mike Milbury will join us at 9, and we will talk Four Nations and the face-off final this evening. And other things with Mike Milbury coming up at 9. Curtis is in Florida, where actual baseball will be played by the Boston Red Sox starting tomorrow. 1:05 Saturday on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. The very first start by Garrett Crochet as a member of this Boston Red Sox team. So that is exciting, Curtis. Baseball.
Aren't you excited about next week, though? To say nothing of the weather, obviously. It's great. We'll have a fun time. But it really is the first time since the 2019 spring where we're entering it with actual things to talk about and not a search for topics.
Well, and a team that, as long as they can work out the inner struggles, yep, when it comes to those who want to play a certain position or want to, apparently in the case of Tristan Cassis, want to set the lineup, they are going to be they're on paper, right, they are a very competitive baseball, mm-hmm, team.
And so the biggest storyline is going to be every day who's at third base.
Yeah.
I mean, Courtney, you said it yesterday, and I felt like every second I was getting an ESPN update or a Yahoo Sports update about the issue. And with, you know, not that it's a negative issue, but the issue of who's playing third base for the Boston Red Sox and the whole Devers not wanting to move over. So we'll be interested every day to see that.
Shine, where are you on the 86.5? Are you over or under? Have you wagered yet?
I have not wagered yet. I failed last season, so I'm kind of taking my time here. I might text Baseball Brett, see where his mind's at, really kind of gather all my information together before placing a wager. But I would say early lean, over.
All right.
Leaning over. Okay.
Leaning over the 86.5. Yeah, I think they're right around a 90-win team is my guess.
Okay.
That's bad news.
A question for Curtis. Did you see what David Ortiz had to say about the entire situation? He was on a podcast. It's been translated. But he basically said that, like, Rafael Devers is the current David Ortiz of this team, meaning he's the face of the franchise. And it seemed like it was very pro Devers, like he was almost backing what Cassis said. And so I wonder, if you've got a guy like David Ortiz now saying that, mm-hmm, how can Devers say, no, like, I am the man? Like, I just think that there's more and more people that are coming out in support of Devers, which worries me, and I just don't know if that changes how strongly Curtis and you, Greg, felt about it yesterday.
Not at all. The comments of Alex Bregman are why he's here. Because he said, I'm here to help the team win any way I can. Think about that. A guy that's won a World Series 2 years ago, arriving on a new club, and the club that hasn't won a playoff game since 2021, that's been in the last place two of the last 3 years, or four of the last five. This guy arrives, a champion, a winner, a guy that is excited to come to a team that needs him. He says, I'm ready to play wherever. And the third baseman on the 81-81 team and the first baseman that built the house in Worcester are pissed about it.
Yeah.
I think that tells you everything you need to know about why Bregman's here.
What worries me more, uh-huh, is that Alex Bregman is going to feel like he's walked into an S show.
Yeah, he is.
And that, you know, when he was playing in Houston,
right,
there were multiple guys, mm-hmm, who were willing to switch positions because it was about winning.
Right.
And so David Ortiz, unbelievable guy. I'm sure that in some way, shape, or form, he feels like he needs to come to the aid of Rafi Devers, and they, you know, they have their, they, you know, they are guys who, you know what it's like to be the face of a franchise, whatever. There's no way for me to ever pick a guy who had the most errors in Major League Baseball the last 7 years.
Okay,
over a guy who has won the Golden Glove twice. Yeah. I just am never gonna.
So
I don't care who says it to me. You know, but I understand what you're saying. Maybe it creates an issue for Alex Cora. We're gonna hear what Alex Cora said yesterday about Tristan Casas coming up during They Said It. But I just.
So if you had a bet, we would just did wins over and under. If you had a bet, who is the majority third baseman for this season? I would lean towards Devers.
Oh, I would too.
I would lean toward Alex Bregman all day long.
Yeah, I the way that Devers is like adamant, and I don't think Cora. It doesn't seem like as of yet. It's still early to say, but it doesn't seem like Cora is gonna put Bregman there, knowing that his face of the franchise, because Bregman, you know, there's a chance he could leave next year or he won't be around. The face of the franchise that you know Devers is going to be around forever.
Yeah, I don't.
I would say the face of the franchise is Alex Cora, candidly. I mean, I would say more likely Cora walking through, walking down Boylston Street is recognized.
Well, I don't
Devers
mean it that
is.
Way. I mean, when I say that, I'm like, who's more likely to be here in 5 years? Devers, Cora, Bregman. I would say Devers.
Well, we'd probably go Cora at this point.
I just don't understand. We went over this yesterday. I don't understand how you can listen to Alex Cora and feel like he is saying that Rafael Devers is going to be his third baseman. Like, I don't get
that.
All
right, let's bet a cheeseburger on it.
I don't mind. We can bet.
Opening day, the third baseman is going to be Devers.
I'm trying to watch my weight, so I would prefer a salad or something.
Be careful with the salads after what happened to the closer out in
Dodgers. Oh, my God.
I don't understand that story. So you're a Major League Baseball player. And you have a near career-ending in injury when you're eating a salad, and you eat somehow a piece of lettuce damages your esophagus.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's stuck in your throat.
Explain that.
Yeah, if that were a brew, and Don Sweetie would boycott Sweetgreen, he would blame them entirely.
I mean, I don't understand that injury.
I don't either. It's a bizarre story. The headline made no sense. I was reading it. It made no sense. But I sent it to Greg because it was a good excuse for Lindsay to say why you won't eat a salad.
Right. Dude, plays for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, yes. Dustin May said he was eating a salad and just it got
one
stuck
piece
in his gullet. Mm. And then they had to have surgery. So, all right. So, let's not say a salad and a soup. I think the majority of the season, you're going to see Devers at third base.
Okay.
Well, I bet you a soup on it.
I don't agree, but it makes it interesting. Garrett Curtis has suggested that, and he is correct. So we will begin our near week full of spring training broadcasts on Tuesday from the ballpark, new location at the ballpark, Twitch-friendly, YouTube-friendly, and so cannot wait to talk to you from Fort Myers next week. But right now, Sean, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Tom Petty. Some people suggest that the Jinx was responsible for the death of the great Tom Petty, but I don't believe so.
You just call it a coincidence then, Greg, that you mention people's names and they tend to die?
Yes, that is correct. Leeds this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event, which is going on all month long. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And I'm assuming that song was chosen for the fellas tonight at the Garden.
Sure was, Greg. Yeah. Throughout the day, I'll be mixing in America-related songs. So that was American Girl for you in honor of tonight's guys as they go for the W against Canada.
All right, your lead?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So I have a Red Sox lead, but it's more Red Sox adjacent because you guys have been mocking me for my Pokemon prowess the last few days. And my love of anime kind of ties into that. Well, the Red Sox on May 3rd are doing a special collaboration for a second year in a row. By popular demand, it is coming back. They are doing a collaboration with the anime One Piece. One Piece is one of the most famous animes in the world. Uh-huh. It is an absolute endeavor if you ever wish to watch it. There's over 1,000 episodes.
It's a complete banger. I mean, it really is.
Greg, it's one of the great works of fiction of our time. And so I just want you guys to realize that there are people outside of your bubbles that actually really enjoy anime. And to the point where the Red Sox are doing this again. They did it once. It was so popular. They're doing it again, and they have merchandise. Yeah. I will be doing everything I possibly can to acquire one of those jerseys. I want a Straw Hat Crew Red Sox jersey. You can see it now on Twitch you're watching on Twitch. I want it desperately.
When you say people are interested in it, is it more than five?
Yeah, Greg, to the point where, so you know how they give out bobbleheads sometimes?
Yes.
Well, last year at this crossover day for the Red Sox, they gave out Luffy bobbleheads. Luffy is the main character of One Piece. Those bobbleheads, which should be worth nothing because mm-hmm. you just get them for going to the game, are selling on eBay for like $100.
Wow. So is it a TV show?
Yes, it's in an anime TV show.
Okay.
And it has over 1,000 episodes. It's one of the great works of fiction of our time. And I will be acquiring one of those jerseys one way or another.
The logo is pretty sick. Like the jersey's cool.
Right.
I would wear that. I wouldn't think that was anime.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, that wouldn't look like anime to me. But then again, I don't want to know nothing about anime.
Yeah, the Straw Hat Crew is Luffy's pirate crew as Luffy searches for the One Piece.
Okay, Sean. Visual only here for those that are watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch, but you brought up bobbleheads. Here's the old WAAF show bobblehead. Should we do?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sits on the shelf behind us here as a homage to WAAF. Should we do one of these for this show?
Yes.
Should we Wiggy's head bobbling would be would anybody appreciate that?
I'm guessing.
I would love that. Okay. Which
Greg's
one are you though?
The one with the hat and the glasses, right?
What? I'm not the one with the hat and the glasses.
that's
Spaz.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, that's Spaz. This is me right here with the black
cigar,
the black suit on, and the cigar and the.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was going with Wiggy. Yeah. That's
Lyndon Byers, former Boston Bruin, Lyndon Byers, and Kevin Barbary right over here.
Right.
Did you not wear glasses back in the day?
No, I didn't wear glasses back then.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Things happen when you get old. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, okay, that's why it got me too. I would have never known that.
Okay,
I didn't know you were old.
They make you look very nice.
I think we should I think we should do Greg Hill Show WEI bobblehead.
I would love that.
All right. Sean, great lead.
Thank you. If Ken's listening, I'd love to go to that game on May the 3rd against the Twins. That'd be great. Thank you.
There you go.
Is your expectation that there's nobody else around here that could get you tickets?
Well, no, Greg. I don't like to ask you for a lot of things, you know?
Why?
I work with you on a daily basis.
I love doing things for my coworkers.
I know, but Greg, you know, I want to come to you when I really, really need something. So if Ken can't help me out,
you'd be
the next person I come to.
Who would you guess could get you better tickets for that game?
Oh, well, you can, definitely.
Oh, okay.
But
why don't I just get you a pair of tickets for that game?
Greg, if you would be happy to do that,
I can have them locked down before the end of the show this morning.
Wow. I would be very grateful.
You want to be in? Would you like to be in our suite, or where would you like to sit?
Greg, all I need is an admission. I just I want to be able to buy one of those jerseys. That's all I care about.
What a back-to-back nerd showing, though.
Because
the next day is May the 4th.
Yep.
Like, Comic-Con at Fenway.
Right. It's going to be great.
Right. Chime's not a big Star Wars guy, though, right?
I like it. It's but I'm not like a hardcore nerd about it.
Right.
No.
Right.
Not like Pokemon or anime.
Are we doing dueling savants? Do you want to do that tomorrow, UV Curtis?
Oh, I'm ready whenever, baby.
I'm off tomorrow. I think we should do it from Fort Myers. We'll do Red Sox and then do baseball stuff and have Shine be peppered with Pikachu.
Wait, so you and Courtney are both off tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to meet for a Virgin Mai Tai on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I love a good
Everybody's off, huh?
Well, I guess it's just me and you, Coach.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. You know what? We just show up for work day in and day out.
It is what it is, man.
Where were you guys on Monday? It was here. It was very lonely.
Dude, that was a forced holiday for the company.
Oh.
Everybody was required.
Yeah, Curtis, I think that was just me and you here.
Right. No Jackson. Right. Shime literally did everything.
I do give Shime a lot of crap, but he's always working.
Thank you. Are you suggesting that Jackson does something when he's here? Curtis?
Does the buttons. Does a good job.
Answers phones.
Well, he's in charge of Hill Notes.
Right.
So you can leave a Hill Note right now or any time during the show, and we will play your best voice notes back at about 9:30 this morning, and you leave it on the Odyssey app. Hmm. So this is another reason to download the Odyssey app if you have not. In addition to being able to leave a Hill Note by just clicking on the microphone that is right there when you open the app, you can also listen to every single Red Sox game this upcoming season on the Odyssey app, including tomorrow. The Red Sox get underway tomorrow. We will be right back with the rest of today's leads. It is a Bruins Thursday. That means Mike Milbury will join us at 9. Noted Four Nations hater Mike Milbury, so I'm sure he will be on the side of those who are enraged by the Charlie McAvoy injury. We'll talk to Mike Milbury at 9. But we have leads left, including one from Chris Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. Good morning, everybody. So I don't know what you wagered with Wiggy. I think it was not a salad, a burger.
Soup.
No burger because it's doctor. Soup. Okay.
I'm going to go tomato bisque with one half only of a grilled cheese on the side for dipping purposes only. But go ahead, yes.
Perfect. So I think you should have gone bigger, Greg. Pete Abraham is the beat writer of the Boston Red Sox and the team-owned Boston Globe. And today he writes this pathetic column about how fans overreacted to Devers and all this stuff. But if you read the story, the meat of it. The first thing to know is that this will be taken care of by opening day, probably before. Alex Cora will negotiate peace in our time by selling Devers on the virtues of being a designated hitter. He'll also promise to find a way to get Devers on the field from time to time. That Devers spent the winter rehabbing a sore left shoulder and is still not working out with the main group of infielders gives all sides plenty of cover to say the DH is what's best for the team. If that doesn't work, the Sox will remind Devers that he's an employee who is due to make $30 million this season and would risk suspension by refusing to play. He is upset, but he certainly is not stupid. Amen. That is exactly what's going to happen.
Mm.
It is not a competition. If it was an actual competition, it would be like Wiggy and I playing one-on-one in basketball. It would be over for me before we got on the floor. So I know that David Ortiz and Devers are friends. Devers is a guy that is a champion, three-time All-Star, plays a lot of games. He's earned respect, but what he did the other day was the behavior of someone who knows the outcome and is upset because they won't have a chance to prove it. And that's where the Pete Abraham is, not me, not anybody else, a guy that is as connected as it gets in a newspaper that is owned by the owner of the team. So that's where it stands today.
Excellent lead. Thank you, Curtis. Rafael Devers, as I said earlier, I will say it again, has the very most errors in the entire Major League Baseball system since 2017. So that's why Wiggy and I made our bet, and I believe that you will see Alex Bregman over there way more than you'll see Rafael Devers. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. My lead is about our girl, Bonnie Blue, who we've talked about quite a bit on this program.
OnlyFans creator, Bonnie Blue.
OnlyFans creator who set the record of having sex with over 1,000 men in the span of 12 hours. It has come out that she is pregnant.
All right.
So
congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations to any of the 1,000 men who may be the father.
Yes.
Must be difficult to try for her. It will be difficult for her to try to figure out who put the puck in the net.
Yes, exactly. Because from my research, the men are required to wear protection when having sex with her during that stint.
Was somebody stealthing? I hope there was no stealthing going on.
Well, I mean, condoms are not foolproof. They're not 100%.
They break.
Yep. But it's very interesting because she has now told her fans that she is going to live stream the birth.
Oh,
in
wow.
8 months for her channel, so you could get an up-close personal view of that if you would like. And Lily Phillips, who is another OnlyFans model who has done similar things that Lily Phillips did. She shot to fame because she slept with 100 men in a night.
Not how I would describe it.
She, if you're watching on Twitch, there's Lily. She also announced that she is pregnant.
All right.
So we've got two OnlyFans models who enjoy doing this. This is their line of work, and they do not know who the father is for either. So
that's what Maury Povich is for.
Yes.
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah.
So she is, who is like child support and
How does that work?
DNA.
I am guessing that there is some type of signed contract before these men go into the bedroom with her.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they've had to be tested, all of these different things. So I'm guessing somewhere in that is like, if I accidentally get pregnant and it is your child.
You have probably doing the guy like a solid and being like, hey, listen, if I get pregnant, don't worry about it.
Right.
I won't come looking for you.
She makes plenty of money. So, I don't think she's looking for money from these people. But
unless the guy wants, you know, to be in the kid's life. So who the hell knows?
Maybe she'll never determine it. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be 1,000 dudes who will co-parent. There'll be 1,000
DNA tests.
1,000 fathers for this child.
You are not the father.
Crazy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, so, I think
they would inspect said condoms after each individual. Like, she has a team there that runs the event. I would hope that they were... Like,
or they would have had better preventative methods.
But like you said,
What do they call that when you work in retail, like at the grocery store? Don't they call that spillage?
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Clean up on aisle 7.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, she's the... Wow. I mean, okay, so she went through 1,000 dudes, ended up pregnant, and then she now doesn't know who the father is.
Correct.
Well, let's just hope it's the right one of the 1,000.
Yes.
The one that has a good head on his shoulders, or maybe, you know, good genetics.
Boy.
She gets the wrong one. Wow. She's going to
Courtney, great lead this
Thank
week.
You.
Good job,
yeah.
Courtney.
Lead. All right. We will take a break. We will get to Iggy's lead. And to my lead, coming up next on a Bruins Thursday on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
You're listening to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been having your McDonald's sausage McMuffin with an iced coffee from somewhere else, now's a great time to reconsider.
Wake up to a warm sausage McMuffin with egg for $2.50 and add your favorite any size iced coffee in caramel, black, or French vanilla for just $1.29 during breakfast hours only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Chime, have you figured out how you are wagering this evening?
Yeah, it's just a straight-up bet on my guys, the Team USA.
Okay. Difficult, very difficult to beat the same team twice in a row. I would wager that you could suggest that the United States has the better goaltender.
I would say definitely has the better goaltender. Unfortunately, the United States dealing with a couple injuries, and yeah. Canada's getting Kale McCarr back, so that could be tough. But I trust my guys. I believe in my guys.
Okay, well, whether it is the foreign nations face-off final this evening here in Boston, or an NBA game this evening or this weekend, the action is just beginning right now on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or you want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle all the way up until the final buzzer. You can even combine your live bets NBA-wise or tonight into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.